Jamie Moyner, she's the executive director of Downtown Partners, Inc. She is joining me today. We're talking about events that are coming up and Halloween events that are coming up, including an event that has been a fairly popular event. It is, let's put it this way, it is for the women of the community or the women of the area, Witches Night Out. It's all for fun. But you get to wear a witch's hat. Is that right, Amy?
That's right. Good morning. Yeah, we've got our take on Ladies Night Out with Witches Night Out tomorrow night, 5 to 8 in downtown. It is you grab your hat and you get to ride your broom around town. So fly around to our local retailers and businesses and get some fun swag for that hat and some goodies along the way.
Okay, so what do you need to do to participate? You obviously you need to buy a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. So like you said, this is a very popular event. We've actually sold out the last 3 years. And so we did bump up our ticket sales for this year. So we extended and have some more tickets. So we are selling them very quickly, though. So you're going to want to get your ticket either through our Facebook event site or greaterburlington.com.
All right. Yeah. And that's going on again. That's going on Friday night. It starts with, it's 5 to 8, is that
five
right?
5 to 8. And so as you buy those tickets, you can either get, you can also get them on Weird Herald's. I'm so sorry. Weird Herald's has those if you want a physical ticket and not buy online. But you'll redeem those tickets on the corner of 5th and Jefferson, so next to Munt's. And you will get a map so you know where to go and your witch's hat.
All right. And the downtown trick-or-treat night, that is coming up next week, right?
Yes, next Friday night, 4 to 6. So we are shutting down the road this year. There'll be some fun activities then because we do have the road closed. But yes, come out, come down to Jefferson Street. We're going to take up from Main to the 8th Street, so 8 blocks. And it'll be fun. Lots of candy, lots of fun things that the community is doing as well.
And the Haunted Auditorium is also going full bore.
They are, yeah. Burlington Riverfront Entertainment's doing the Haunted Auditorium. It looks like a blast. I'm a little too scared to go in.
tons of Halloween movies or horror movies, et cetera, at the Capitol Theater.
Yeah,
too.
The Capitol's been doing a lot of movies. They did their free movie with Haunted Jefferson last week. So if you haven't checked out the Capitol Theater, they're doing Hocus Pocus. And also, I want to talk about this, too. After Trick or Treat next Friday, the Bees go out to Community Field. They're going to have Hocus Pocus on the field. So
Hocus,
come
Hocus.
Down,
okay.
Trick or treat, and then at 6:30 they'll let you in. At 7 o'clock they'll start Hocus Pocus on the field.
Okay, Hocus Pocus on the field at Community Field.
Yeah.
So what exactly is Hocus Pocus on the field? Okay, I'm trying to think. Hocus Pocus is a movie.
It's a movie. They're going to watch the movie.
They're going to show the movie.
It's going to be like a drive-in, but sit-in.
Okay, it's so a sit-in. They'll have a big screen there, is what
yep,
you're saying.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, Halloween, love it or not, it's coming up. And
we love it.
I want to let you know also that it's just a hop, skip, and a jump immediately after Halloween comes. In fact, Halloween falls on Sunday, the 31st officially, and that is the official trick-or-treat night by designation and decree, both in Burlington and West Burlington, a lot of places. We'll pick Saturday night or Friday night or whatever. But also a week from Halloween night is downtown open house.
It is. We're getting ready. Oh, my goodness.
Christmas open house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'll be holiday open house. So lots of things. We've got two holidays in there. We've got Thanksgiving and Christmas. So if you haven't gotten your fall decor or your fun fall fashion items, you can make it downtown for a holiday open house. We're going to have $1,000 in downtown dollars as a giveaway. So be sure that you're signing up in our local businesses.
And we were talking talking about the also coming up, you just mentioned before we went on the air that the Lighted Holiday Parade is back. Is that right?
Yes. So we'll talk about that later on next month. But, yes, the Lighted Holiday Parade will be back.
That is this Saturday after Thanksgiving,
it
right?
It is, yeah, 5 o'clock. So that'll be Small Business Saturday, too. So come down, shop local, and then stick around for the parade.
All right. I'll be doing some announcing during that. And I've said before that I've done the parade or announcing the parade when it was 60 degrees, and I've done it when it was 6 degrees.
Yes.
I like 60
we
a lot better.
60.
Yes,
that'd be
anyway.
Very nice.
All right, well, Witch's Night Out, Friday nights, 5 to 8. So get your, and again, you get you should start where? At Weird Harold's?
No, you're going to start at 5th and, oh, 5th and Jefferson.
Okay.
So next to Munt's there. The reason why we're starting there, too, is we're going to direct you right down to Drake Hardware and Software at 6 and 7 o'clock. They're going to have the Witch's Dance. The Broom Closet's going to be there. So you can learn the Witch's Dance and dance around downtown with that. Fortune telling, some fun things. And then also we're having the Celebration Dancers clogging around downtown.
Should you bring your broom with you?
You should bring your broom with you.
All right. All right, Amy Moiter, thank you so much for being with me today.